learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. If Memorial Day holiday travels will take you through Annapolis, expect heavy eastbound traffic approaching the Bay Bridge on Friday. In addition to vacationers hitting the road, the U.S. Naval Academy graduation will be taking place at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Vice President J.D. Vance will deliver the keynote address at the Academy's graduation and commissioning ceremony. The graduation is scheduled for 10 a.m., and officials expect heavy traffic around Rao Boulevard until around 3 p.m. Attorney General Anthony Brown says an independent audit of the Maryland Office of the Chief Medical Examiner has found a number of misclassified deaths. The report identified 36 of 87 deaths originally classified as undetermined, accidental, or natural that should have been ruled homicides. Stein on sports and the Weather Authority Fox 45 forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Less than two seasons removed from being named AL Manager of the Year in 2023, Brandon Hyde was banished Saturday. The fall guy for the Birds' inability to hit, pitch, or field. Third base coach Tony Mancelino was installed on an interim basis and stated his goal as the new field boss of Orioles baseball.
I mean, listen, we got to get to 500. I think as you start thinking, and my mind's turning today, what do we need to do? I think our goal right now has to be to get to 500.
Well, it didn't start yesterday, so it's going to have to start tonight. In Milwaukee, first pitch at 7:40, Dean Kramer on the hill. O's moves yesterday, right-hander Kyle Gibson designated for assignment. Tyler O'Neill put back on the 10-day IL. Ravens news, the team agreeing on a one-year deal with 12-year veteran nose tackle John Jenkins, adding a veteran run stuffer to replace the retired Michael Pierce. And finally, revisiting Preakness 150. It may not have been the greatest field, and there certainly was no Triple Crown drama, but there was a fantastic finish.
Jordan Elizabeth getting closer now. He's behind a wall of horses. He's looking for a place to go, and he's got nowhere to go. Oh, he bumped hard. Bumped hard with goal-oriented. In the meanwhile, Gosker's running the race of his life, and Sandman has entered the scene, and he has moved up on the far outside. Journalism is still running on. He's back into second. He might even win it. Here's the wire. Oh, my goodness. Journalism has won the Preakness Stakes in a performance like you read about.
The great Larry Comis, the pride of Mount St. Joe, with the call on NBC. Journalism does indeed flag down Gosker at the wire and capture Preakness 150. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland lacrosse back in the Final Four, and don't sleep on Blue Jays baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
And at 11:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, bright and sunny for the rest of the afternoon with highs in the warm and breezy upper 70s. Winds will gust up to 20, 25 miles an hour at times. Mostly clear and calm tonight as lows dip into the much cooler low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Currently 67 degrees in Bel Air, 69 in Halethorpe, and 68 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Happy Monday to all of you. I know it's a beautiful day out there, so hopefully you're able to enjoy it. And I want to thank you again for tuning in today. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? All right. We were talking to State Attorney Ivan Bates in the 10 o'clock hour. And we're also talking about Governor Wes Moore and the fact that he actually vetoed the Reparations Commission bill. That was shocking. I think many people were shocked. Even the Maryland Freedom Caucus put out a statement on that. And that is actually our question of the day. If you haven't already, go to WCBM.com. And it's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think the Black Legislative Caucus will override Governor Wes Moore's veto of the Reparations Commission? Now, again, the Reparations Commission, that doesn't mean they're actually going to give out any reparations. Again, that's impossible. It's impossible. I don't even know why they say it. But the commission is supposed to study whether or not it is possible, but it isn't. Okay, we've had over 20 studies on this thing, and I know this well because this is something that I had to talk about time and time again, because at that time, it was Congresswoman Karen Bass, who's now the mayor of Los Angeles. She was on Capitol Hill and she was pushing for a similar study, and she got her way. And obviously when it came back with everything, they said, look, this, it's impossible. They can't do it. But then they didn't really talk about it. But it is impossible to do. And you just have so many people, like my friend Gary Kingsfield called earlier in the show. You have so many people here that are just not tied to slavery. And if they are, like Gary pointed out, you did have some Black people that owned slaves. You have a situation now where you have many people that arrived here after slavery, right? I mean, the whole thing is just nonsense. It's virtual signaling. Well, anyways, right now, the question, like I said, do you think the Black Legislative Caucus will override Governor Wes Moore's veto of the Reparations Commission? So far, 83% of you say yes, 17% of you say no. Please go to WCBM.com and vote in our poll. And I didn't hold back on this one. I didn't. I believe that they're probably going to attempt it. And I say that only because the virtual signaling is strong in the state, number one. Number two, there are so many in that Black Legislative Caucus that are in predominantly Black districts where they expect these legislators to fight for this commission. And it's sad to say, and it's pathetic. And I really wish, you know what I really wish? I really wish, whether it was the NAACP or the Legislative Black Caucus on Capitol Hill, I wish somebody would stand up with authority and say, look, enough is enough with this conversation. It can't happen. It cannot happen. Stop bringing this up. Stop playing with people's emotions. It cannot happen. But you don't have that. You have absolutely no one, apparently, within the NAACP or in the Black Legislative Caucus on Capitol Hill or even in Maryland that has the cojones to stand up and to end this stupid conversation. They all want to play footsie with this thing. Meanwhile, it's impossible. And you know what? And I'll just say this. I have very little respect for the NAACP and others that swear that they're on the front lines of the civil rights movement and all this other stuff. Why can't you step up to the plate? Why can't you be the adult in the room? Is it information or that they want to hear? You know, no, it's not information that they want to hear. But it's the truth. And the fact that you run scared from the truth, I don't respect you. And to all those in Annapolis that voted for the Reparations Commission, I don't respect you. You know this can't happen. You know we're facing a $3 billion deficit. I have zero respect for you. Zero. He probably has zero respect for me, too. So it's the feeling's mutual. All right, but go to WCBN.com and take part in a poll. I did want to mention there was another double homicide in Baltimore County over the weekend. If you haven't already, go to Johnny Olszewski's Facebook page and say thank you on behalf of me. I mean, this guy, he ruined Baltimore County and has the nerve, the gall, the audacity to write an op-ed at Fox News saying that he could do a better job than Elon Musk and President Trump. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And there was another police-involved shooting in Dundalk. Now, I think that was on the city line. I can't, you know what? I got to go back and take a look at it. But it's just, it's so sad. It really is. It really is. We have a lot of crime, a lot of violence, a lot of people that need mental health support, and they're just not getting it. And instead of focusing on those things, they're focused on stuff like reparations commissions. You see why I get upset about it? You see why I have little respect? They're going to have to go to a special session in fall because they didn't actually balance the budget. They'll tell you that they did. They played girl math with the numbers. But they didn't actually balance it. So they have to go back. Again, I've got very little respect. All right. Along those lines, Federal Hill, you're up. You're up to bat. Federal Hill residents are now dealing with another shooting that occurred. And they are very confused and very shocked at the fact that Federal Hill has had so many shootings lately. And I'm looking at this situation thinking, well, you don't vote differently ever. And if you ever look at the numbers after any election cycle in the city, you will see that Federal Hill overwhelmingly votes Democrat every single time. And not only that, they will vote for the progressive in a primary. And so here they are, shocked and confused that there's all these shootings now in Federal Hill. Take a listen.
Baltimore police are investigating an early morning shooting in Fed Hill near the Cross Street Market.
For the most part, I feel like Fed Hill is pretty safe, but if these kind of things happen more often, like it could be kind of scary.
Now this comes as the Fed Hill area has seen an uptick in shootings, some of them deadly. Now residents are speaking out about their fears.
For the second time in less than a month,
Fed Hill's going downhill.
Fed Hill residents sounding the alarm after an early Saturday morning shooting near the Cross Street Market.
27, we got discharging on the East Cross.
According to police audio, officers were in the area when they heard gunshots.
Do y'all know where the male was hit at?
Maybe 10 north side of the foot.
Police say the victim is a 30-year-old man. This shooting comes just 3 weeks after another early Saturday morning shooting near Cross Street Market. 45 News first showed you this video of this moving shooting that sent an innocent Fed Hill resident to the hospital after he was grazed by a bullet.
Like, I feel like these kind of things are happening more often.
This resident's vehicle was struck by a bullet when that shooting happened.
We saw people looking around for bullet casings and we were kind of joking, like, I wonder if we could like go out and like see if we could find any. Lo and behold, two of them are in my car.
In the end, the recent Fed Hill violence, no laughing matter.
I did hear 5 shots sounded like right outside.
Last September, police were also standing nearby when a man was shot and killed just a half a block from Saturday morning shooting. 24-year-old Kristen Light was killed after a fight ended when the suspect pulled out a gun and opened fire. A month later, 19-year-old Cameron Holt of Pasadena was shot and killed when this barrage of bullets flew after an argument between a group of men. Her mother speaking to Fox 45 shortly after.
This is not fair for anybody. And it's not fair to have such a beautiful city and have people literally afraid to come to it.
For those who live in the Fed Hill area, their fears outweigh their sense of safety.
For the most part, I feel like Fed Hill is pretty safe. But if these kind of things happen more often, like it could be kind of scary.
I mean, it is definitely unfortunate that it is happening kind of so frequently, and it's definitely scary.
It's definitely scary. I'm sure it is. Federal Hill, welcome to West Baltimore. I mean, like, and I don't mean to laugh, because people, you know, your lives are on the line over there. I get it. But here's a couple different things that I always point to. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Here's the thing. When we used to talk about the violence in West Baltimore, whether it was Sandtown, Winchester, Harlem Park, and all these other areas, you had people like in Federal Hill areas that would say, oh, be quiet, you know, it's not that bad, or, you know, you're just complaining, you don't even live in the city, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I would sit there and I would say, okay, wait till this shows up at your front door. Well, guess what? Knock, knock, knock. Here it is. Here it is. This is what gets me. Federal Hill residents, many of them thought that they were going to be insulated from all of this. They thought it was only going to happen in Sandtown, Winchester, or on Monroe, or down Fulton, right? That's what they believed. That's what they believed. Now it's at their front door. And we talked about this with the last shooting. And look how they happened, like a block or a block and a half away. Is that what Vincent Hill said with Fox 45? We talked about this. You have, I don't know if it's a drug dealer, I don't know if it's a shooter, somebody that's, you know, in something. You have somebody that lives right there in that area that is attracting these drive-bys. This is the third one, Federal Hill. This isn't rocket science, okay? There's somebody that lives there in your neighborhood that's a hardened criminal. So this time around, you had a 30-year-old that was shot in the foot. Now, if you heard the report there, it didn't sound like it was some innocent guy that was just out for a jog. Okay, that's not what he said. You got to pay attention to the words. Because the guy that got hit last time, remember, they said it was an innocent man that got grazed by a bullet. This guy that was hit in the foot, they didn't say an innocent man, did they? Pay attention to the words that are used here. Because that's, that most likely, that 30-year-old guy could have possibly been a target. Okay? There's something going on in that neighborhood. It has shown up. And now you've got Federal Hill residents saying, oh, I don't know how it got over here. I can't believe it as I'm shocked. And you're the ones. You are the culprits. You're the ones that are overwhelmingly voting for individuals that don't care about this crime and violence. For example, Mayor Brandon Scott, Monzie, Safe Streets, however he likes to handle things, which is ridiculous in so many neighborhoods. But recall, you've got people in Federal Hill that were supporting Mayor Scott over Sheila Dixon. Sheila Dixon would not have this shooting going on in Federal Hill, and then she wouldn't say a word. She would be on top of this, you see? But you supported Mayor Brandon Scott. So here you go. And meanwhile, you had your neighbors, I'll call them your neighbors, in West Baltimore neighborhoods saying that they would rather have Sheila Dixon because they believed that she was going to really clamp down on crime. But the Federal Hill, the bougie side, they were like, well, no, we like Mayor Scott. We like what he's doing. He's trying to do diversion programs in the safe streets. They're trying to... No. The bottom line is you have some of these liberals that have no idea what they're dealing with. And now it's shown up at their front door. And now they're shocked and confused. When if you had listened to your neighbors during the election cycle on why they wanted Sheila Dixon, and you would have listened to them and understood what was really going on here, you might not be in this situation. But you couldn't listen because you believe that you know everything. You believe a diversion program is not going to have bullets flying at your front door. Sorry about your luck. You're wrong. It's sad because obviously we also had, remember Cameron Holt, she was a 19-year-old that was getting in her car. She was shot, unfortunately, because of the drive-by shooting. The gentleman that got shot less than 3 weeks ago that got grazed by the bullet, he's lucky to be alive as well. But this is where we are. This is where we are. You wanted diversion programs. You wanted safe streets. You wanted Monzie. That's what you wanted. You wanted to reimagine policing. You wanted to reimagine how we handle these violent juveniles. Well, that's what you got. That's what you got. And if you complain about it, I personally don't want to hear it. Alan Woodlawn. Hey, Al, how are you?
Hey, Kim. Hope you had a good weekend.
I did.
You and the little angel.
Thanks.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm in Woodlawn. I'm like 5 minutes from the city. Kim, if I have to go somewhere, I will drive around the Beltway and burn up gas rather than drive through the city. I mean, I would do that.
Yeah.
And, Kim, I'm going to tell you straight up, I know you know, we talk a lot. I know you know my background.
Yep.
When my wife and I, and we have to take one of our kids out, I always give them the speech. Something come up, this is what we're going to do, and I'll handle it. I give them the speech. I will handle it. I'm not playing with these kids. Yeah. I'm not playing with these juveniles. I'll take care of it. I'm going to do what I got to do. And when I hear people, oh, my goodness, I can't believe it happened in our neighborhood. Where are you living? You right. don't watch the news?
Right.
I mean, I can't believe. And Kim, the rude Vigna Rogers took votes away from Sheila Dixon. He took votes away from her. I really believe that to this day.
Yeah.
You know, and at least one thing about Sheila, Miss Dixon, she was passionate. I mean, she cared. Nobody, none of us are perfect. You know, we all sinners. At least she cared.
Yeah.
She said the squeegee kid was walking up to her car one time. She said, don't touch my car. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
You know, but people got to hang in there, Kim, in the city. And I say this, of course, as soon as the city starts having more cookouts for these teenagers and more barbecues and more pool parties and more midnight basketball, I'm quite sure, you know, crime will start going down during the summer. Yeah. Wink, wink, you know?
Yeah.
And we got to have more pool parties, more cookouts.
That's what we need.
We got to have stuff, more parades. You know, we got to have stuff for them. I mean, this day and age, if a teenager can't find nothing to do, I mean, they're not trying. Kimmy, look, that's just how I feel about it. I mean, I know it's not all kids, because I deal with kids every day doing what I do, you know, being a school crossing guard. It's not all of them. It's not all of them. But that 5 or 10%, they're making all of them look bad, Kim.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Well, look, I'll talk to you later. You can let me know about your pool party, you know, next week. You know, let me know about your pool party for Memorial Day.
Sounds good. Thank you, Al. Thank you so much. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon. I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys. And I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, we're talking about Federal Hill and the fact that the residents seem to be shocked over there by Cross Street Market. They're shocked that there are so many shootings that are happening in their neighborhood, many of which, like I mentioned, are drive-bys. That's also a clue, just so you guys know. I don't mean to laugh at this, but it's like, it's right there for you. It's right there. And as Al, thank you so much for always calling in. And it's sad that he has to tell his family if they're approached by a juvenile that he'll handle it. And just, you know, it's sad that they even have to have that conversation. But you do. You have to have that conversation, especially in certain areas that you go into the city. It's sad, but true. Tomorrow, believe it or not, Kenny Ebron, he's going to be joining me here live in studio. If you recall the name, that is because Kenny, I told you about Kenny a couple years ago. Kenny was, I guess you could say he was somewhat affiliated with Governor Larry Hogan's, with his administration. I'll let Kenny get into it. But he was helping out in the West Baltimore area, and he was really staying on top of what was going on in the streets, right? He's a West Baltimore resident. And he's also the gentleman that I told you about that actually does grocery shopping for some of the senior citizens that live in the area there in West Baltimore. Because they are afraid to leave their house, whether it's, you know, having suspicious characters on the corner of their streets, whether or not it's areas where they also have these drive-by shootings. And so there are some senior citizens that worked hard their entire lives to be able to own their homes in certain areas of Baltimore City, and they're afraid to go outside. And so Kenny would go to the store for them, or Kenny would help them with their yard work or whatever they needed to do. And it's something that he volunteers this time to do because he understands that they're afraid. Well, anyways, he's going to be with me tomorrow, and we're going to talk a little bit about not just what goes on in West Baltimore, but also how in relation to what's going on in the city in general. What you're seeing in Federal Hill is just an extension of what has been happening in other parts of the city for decades. Just like you're seeing, a lot has been moved about as far as across the state of Maryland with so much crime and violence. They tell us the crime is down. They tell us shootings are down. They tell us non-fatal shootings are down. But that's not the case statewide. And then we learned how they're able to fudge some of these numbers. I saw here in the text line, Todd said, Kim, but we have quiet leaf blowers. That's got to be that's got to count for something. You know what, Todd? I forgot about that. Yes, no leaf blower. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about the Orioles manager, Brandon Hyde. And a congratulations to Jeff Bezos. Yep, he finally tied the knot.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Anxious to end the war in Ukraine, President Trump is speaking today with two key players in the conflict. He's currently on a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And later, Mr. Trump will take a phone call from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. The president, among world leaders, wishing former President Biden a speedy and full recovery following Mr. Biden's prostate cancer diagnosis. It is said to be an aggressive but treatable form of the disease. President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill has advanced in the House. The House Budget Committee last night cleared the way for the GOP budget bill to move ahead. The New Jersey transit rail strike is ending. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says service is set to resume at 12:01 a.m. tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow down 108 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect
grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds and Brewers tonight in Milwaukee. Dean Kramer on the hill for Baltimore with the first pitch at 7:40 as the O's at 11.5 back try to extricate themselves from the cellar in the AL East. Interim manager Tony Mancillino summing up the first 45 games of the year.
Listen, luck isn't the story, but it's part of the story. Injuries isn't the story, but it's part of the story. I think in due time, you'll see both those tides turn for us a little bit.
So without doing anything differently, Tony Mancillino would benefit from that, but not Brandon Hyde. Got it. NCAA lacrosse tournament, Maryland advances to the Final Four, 9-6 over Georgetown. Daniel Kelly out of Calvert Hall had a pair. Penn State outlasts two-time defending champ Notre Dame. 14-12 the final, Ethan Long out of Calvert Hall with three. The Final Four looks like this, Maryland and Syracuse, Penn State and Cornell. MIAA Conference Lacrosse Championship goes to Coach Brian Kelly and the Calvert Hall Cardinals. 10-9 the final over Spalding in overtime. The sixth title for Kelly and the Hall as a tandem. College baseball, the Johns Hopkins Blue Jays advancing to the NCAA Super Regional for the third straight year. The Jays are 42-3. They're the number one team in the country as they try to give 46-year head coach Bob Babb his first NCAA championship in his final season at the helm. And finally, MIAA Conference Baseball, John Carroll under head coach Darian Seiler takes down Calvert Hall to win the three-game series, 2-0. The Patriots winning their first ever A-Conference championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, how will Tony Mancillino handle the Birds? And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Bright and sunny for the rest of the day. Warm and breezy too, with winds gusting up to 20, 25 miles an hour and highs ending up in the upper 70s. Mostly clear and cooler again tonight as lows dip well into the low 50s. More sunshine on Tuesday with highs in the cooler low 70s. And then here comes the rain. Wednesday looks like a washout with showers throughout the day and highs in the very cool low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. They're announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering what a personal message with your credit card number has in common with way too many pictures of your dog? Well, they're both private. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them, not even them. WhatsApp, message privately with everyone.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
I don't have a problem with showing my driver's license to vote. When I vote in Talbot County, I show them my driver's license, and it's like I'm showing a crucifix to the devil because they turn their heads at the voting
registration.
Yes. I can't look at it. I'm like, oh, I insist. Please look at it.
I was amazed that was the case, but yeah, I've run into the same thing here.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right. Happy Monday to all of you. Of course, we were talking just before the break about Federal Hill. They experienced another drive-by shooting, another one in almost the exact same spot as the last one. Just 3 weeks ago, and as I mentioned, and I could be totally wrong, but I don't think I am, I think there's somebody living in that neighborhood that has a bounty on their head, and that is why you've got these drive-by shootings. Could be wrong. I'm not a police officer. You know, I'm just calling it like I see it. I got some text messages that came in from some of you. Timothy says, Federal Hill reminds me of Martha's Vineyard. They vote Democrat, claim to be accepting of all in a sanctuary city until it hits their neighborhood. Then they want, quote unquote, those people to be removed as soon as possible. Yeah, Tim, they do this every single time. Every single time. But that's the same crew that will vote for the guy that wants to reimagine public safety. I mean, as soon as, and this is, goes beyond even just the last election cycle. In 2020, when he said he wanted to reimagine public safety and that you can't arrest our way out of this, you know, even as liberals, did you listen to that and say, oh, that sounds like a great idea? He said it to you. You know, props to Mayor Scott for being honest. He said to you, he's not going to arrest his way out of it. He's not going to arrest these people. He told you straight up. You can't even say the man lied. And you still voted for him, and then you voted for him another time. And that's what I was talking about. And we'll talk to Kenny Ebron, about that tomorrow. Because there was a large majority of black voters in predominantly black neighborhoods that are underserved and that are pretty violent. Those areas actually voted for Sheila Dixon. And we'll talk about that map with Kenny. Whereas Federal Hill and some of these other areas, they voted overwhelmingly for Mayor Scott. And, you know, what I'm saying here is, you know, if you're living in the city and if you really, truly believe that your neighbors are those that live in the city, because you're always telling me I don't live in the city, I need to mind my business. But if you have your neighbors within the city telling you that they believe Sheila Dixon will be a better fit because she's tougher on crime, why not listen to them? Why not say, you know what? This is my neighbor saying this. This is who they're fighting for. They're in dangerous neighborhoods. They're in neighborhoods with poor schools. They're in neighborhoods that see a lot of, you know, whether it's, you know, the drug dealings, the open air drug market, whether it's the non-fatal shootings or the actual shootings. Why not say, you know what? Yes, I'm a fan of Mayor Brandon Scott, but maybe it's time that those neighborhoods got what they truly want. You know, like, you know, you don't like me, that's fine. You think, you know, I live in Middle River, that's fine. But the other people that are living in the city with you, why not listen to them? Is it a money thing? Is it because you're part of one of these nonprofits that's getting paid from all this crime and violence? Are you an attorney? Are you a public defender? Is this something that you make money off of? You know, it's, you have to wonder. You have to wonder. Let's see. I've got a text here from Priscilla. Priscilla says, Federal Hill residents, you get what you get and don't get upset. As a teacher, that's what I tell my students. So, well, thank you, Priscilla. Thank you for your service as a teacher. But this is absolutely who what they voted for. Absolutely. And let's see. Marty says, so far, the only thing Kathy Klausmeier has done is fire the IG. You know what? The Inspector General. Yeah, Marty. Interesting enough that you say that. I thought that we would have heard from Kathy Klausmeier after this double shooting, or I should say double homicide, over the weekend in Baltimore County. Still nothing. Crickets. Crickets. She's had said nothing. And you're right. That's the only thing she's done so far. That's why it makes you wonder, you know, was she selected, as they do on that side of the aisle, was she selected to handle this situation for somebody else getting rid of Kelly Madigan? I don't know. Now, believe it or not, there are a lot of Democrats that are upset, and they actually have a petition going around right now on Facebook asking for Kathy Klausmeier, the county executive, to reinstate Kelly Madigan, the inspector general. They have a petition against Kathy Klausmeier and the decision that she made. Now, will she take heed? Will she say, okay, maybe this isn't what they want? I don't know. But it looks very suspicious that she gets in. She says that she was going to tackle crime and violence. She said that juvenile crime will be at the top of the list. And this is what she focused on. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Makes you wonder. I have some other text messages coming in here that I would like to read. Let's see. John says, Sheila Dixon might be a little tougher on crime, but it's hypocritical of her to talk about safety in the city. She closed firehouses, and as a firefighter, we are overwhelmed. We're running so many more calls than when I first got in the fire department. More and more big fires are happening, and we are in need of help from the surrounding jurisdictions to be able to handle it. The city used to be able to handle its own emergencies, including large-scale fires, not any longer. Well, John, again, thank you for your service. And I think that is why, you know, and I gave my friend Josh Fannin a hard time, but they endorsed Mayor Brandon Scott. But that was the reasoning. They said Sheila Dixon wasn't so kind to the fire department. But I will say, even now, has Mayor Scott done anything to open up any firehouses? Has he given you a check more than that $5 million that you guys were begging for? No. I found out recently, even with that $641 million from the ARPA funds, you're still looking at a deficit in Baltimore City. Now, how did he manage that? $641 million. Now he's looking at a deficit? I mean, it's the same old with these people. And you're right. Our fire department, you need more help. You need more firehouses. You need more and better equipment. You need more money, I'm sure, for recruitment. Are you going to get it? Probably not. I could be wrong. Doesn't look like it. I didn't hear any announcement. Did you hear anything in this budget or in this State of the City address that Mayor Scott had? I didn't hear anything for the fire department. It's just the priorities are different, it seems. I did want to mention the Orioles did part ways with Brandon Hyde, the manager. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know so much about baseball, but obviously you had Gary Stein here at WCBM talking about it and so many other people, and they said that even with the manager Brandon Hyde gone, they still got swept this weekend, and the score was pretty damning still. I don't know what they're going to do. I will mention that I looked at the roster, and then I compared it to the roster from last season. And it looks like, and Brian, the producer, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like you essentially have the same players. And you got a couple more people that seem to be good, right? But the scores aren't adding up to be the same. So I don't know what the Orioles are going to do in this situation. What can they do? I mean, are they going to get another manager? Is it really Brandon Hyde's fault? Right now they stink. Yeah. Look, and I don't want to laugh because I'm a huge Orioles fan, and I know that they'll get out of this. Look, there have been tough times in Baltimore with the Orioles before. We'll get over it. We'll get out of it. I'm still going to go to some of the games because I want to make sure that, you know, I contribute to the fact that we still want them here in Baltimore. Plenty of seats available. Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much. But, you know, it does. I looked at the roster and I was like, well, wait a minute. What changed exactly? Because it looks like the same guys. But again, I'm no expert and I can't play baseball. I can't even catch a baseball. I tried. You know, I actually tried out for my softball team when I was in high school. Didn't make it. And I heard that they were even short players. I was that bad. Didn't make it. I had to stick to soccer. But yeah, Brandon Hyde is out, and I do. I feel bad for the Orioles because I'm sure it's not a good feeling right here in the middle of the season. It can't be. All right. I wanted to go back to the question of the day. Don't forget, go to WCBO.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think, because this has to do with the Reparations Commission, Governor Wes Moore vetoed it on Friday. The question is, do you think the Black Legislative Caucus will override that veto? So far, 83% of you say yes, 17% of you say no, that they'll just leave it alone. I think, you know what, anybody could be right on this one. I have not heard whether or not they're going to try to veto it, but considering that the entire Black Legislative Caucus pushed for this commission, and they even protested as that bill was sitting on his desk. Remember, 2 weeks ago, they came out and said, you know, Governor Wes Moore, you got to sign this bill. And then he quietly vetoes it on a Friday. I know they're mad. I know they are upset. And it wouldn't be the first time that Governor Wes Moore has a little tension. Because remember, even when it comes to the Blueprint or Kerwin Commission, he wanted to stretch that out much longer. So, you know, you would pay a little bit less, even though the whole thing should be just kicked to the curb. But pay a little less throughout this 10 years. And they actually said, no, buddy, we're not doing that at all because we are all endorsed by the teachers union and we can't do that at all. So this isn't the first time that Governor Wes Moore has been on the other side of the Maryland delegation. So we shall see what happens with that. But please still go to WCBM.com and vote in that poll. I also want to say congratulations to Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos. They finally tied the knot. Even though I felt like they were already married as much as they were together. And I mean, remember she had the whole space mission. I guess they called it a trip. Look, I will stand 10 toes down. Those flight suits were so cute. I want one. I don't know how I can get one, but I want one. Where would I wear it? I don't know. I really don't know, but they were really cute. And I felt bad that they got so beat up on it, but I understand. People said it was a little tone deaf, you know. And I get that part. I do. But Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos, they got married in Paris. And I saw, of course, all the pictures that were coming across social media because the Kardashians were there. It was a star-studded event. You know what? Katy Perry was there. I think, you know what? Half of the flight crew was there. Half the flight crew was at this wedding. I wouldn't mind going to that wedding. I heard there was a ton of food. I heard it was really a great party. Brian, the producer, did you get an invite? But then, you know what? Where were you on Friday? Now that I think about it. Were you at the Bezos wedding? You're holding out. You're holding out on us. Well, anyways, congratulations to those two. It's funny because this is at the same time where Amazon announced that they're going to add to their prices. And they say it's because of the tariffs. I think they might, you know, just need to recoup some money after this expensive, lavish wedding. I don't think it has anything to do with the tariffs. Nothing at all. I also had a post online this weekend. I did ask because Tommy Lahren, she still is with Fox News, but she's with Outkick Nation more. Tommy Lahren asked a question that so many people have asked, and that is, who was running the White House when Joe Biden was there? And I would say the last 2 years of his term, I would say the first 2 years, yeah, he mumbled and fumbled. There was a lot going on. But the last 2 years, I felt like were really, really bad. I don't know how you guys felt about it. And so she was asking, who do you think was running, you know, the country? And I just asked a simple question. I don't know if you guys agree with me on that. I asked a simple question. Could it be possible that the White House releases the visitors log for 2024? Is that a public information request that we could put in? Because I asked this question on X, and some people were actually tagging Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch to see if that's something, an action that we could take. And some people were saying, well, Kim, it could have been an inside job. That's true. That's true. But I am one to think that Barack Obama, Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, right, the usual characters, I believe they had a big hand on what was going on there. And now people are asking this morning, you remember he had the auto PIN that signed a lot of those pardons that were very fishy. So some people were asking, well, who actually said, you know, who to pardon, who not to pardon, who actually had the auto PIN? People were asking that question. I think if they released the visitors log at the White House from 2024, just the year 2024, I bet we would be able to piece together some of this puzzle. Barack Obama never really left D.C. And there are many people that were pointing out that he still had his place not too far from Pennsylvania Avenue. Recently, he was spotted in a picture because there was a woman, and she was very excited, and she should be. There was a woman taking pictures of her kids near some of the cherry blossoms down there by the Washington Monument. And in that picture, as she was looking at it, as she was taking these pictures, in the picture is Barack Obama walking by. But apparently she didn't see it until later when she was going through the pictures to see which ones to keep. So she posted it online. I think it was Instagram was the original. She posted it online. She was like, you guys, is this who I think it is? And you know what? It is exciting. That is exciting, right? Capturing Barack Obama walk by with security detail. And it looked like he had just one person. It was one Secret Service member. So, you know, I guess it wouldn't cause a scene because it's just, you know, two guys walking by. But it was Barack Obama. And he actually did respond to her and said, sorry about the photo bomb, right? It was a cute exchange. But the way that he still stays there by Pennsylvania Avenue, it makes me believe that he is still very heavily involved. And I always thought that, even with Joe Biden in the White House himself. Lately, we've seen there's a lot of rumors about, you know, Michelle Obama and Barack Obama and whether or not they are on the outs. I can't say, you know, either here or there. I don't know. But where Michelle Obama is filming that podcast with her brother, that's in Los Angeles. So she seems to be there pretty much, I would say, 60% of her time. Meanwhile, he's photobombing pictures here in D.C. Now, of course, there's on occasion where people will note that they're in Martha's Vineyard at their other place, which I guess the daughters are there often. And, you know, not to be like some personal life stalker or anything. I think that's where this conversation has led me. But not to be like a stalker, but it almost does sound as though that Barack Obama really does truly still work in D.C. And so we'll see what happens there. I don't know if Tom Fitton saw any of those tags. I don't know if he can do anything. I don't know if anybody can put in this FOIA request. I don't know if that's something you can request. But if we saw the visitor's log for the White House in 2024, I think that we would get much more of a clear picture on who was calling the shots in the Oval Office. I do believe that. I truly do. All right, when we get back, I just want to wrap up because we should have some information on MPRP this afternoon. So we'll talk about that coming up next.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. From this point forward, the battle is only going to heat up, get more intense, and seem at times to be overwhelming and never-ending. We're in a war here in America, and it's not just a battle for control of our land, our culture, our government, and our way of life. It's a battle for our very souls. Nations come and nations go, so we must keep our eye on the big picture, good versus evil, God versus Satan. The devil wants to destroy the church. Marxism hates Christianity. They're coming after us. We need to fight for our country and our God-given freedoms, because that's the vehicle which God has given us in which to be free to worship Him and preach the gospel. And preaching the gospel is all important. One day we will all die, and if we die without our sins being forgiven, we don't get into heaven. Our freedom as Americans allows us to tell people about Jesus Christ, the only one who can forgive our sins and open the gates to glory. I pray for our country, but I pray more for your soul. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
The Rob Carson Show.
If you don't understand why the American people behind Donald Trump, honestly, just shut up and sit down. You've been wrong about every single thing. If you've never gotten home from a hard day's work and you were filthy dirty, if you've never worked in a job that Americans supposedly won't do, if you've never driven a truck across the country every day your entire career, you won't get Trump. You don't understand it.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, you like the way that sounds?
All right. Hopefully your Monday has started off right, and I hope that you're going to have a great week. And if you tune in to Kim Klasick Live every day this week, I can promise you it'll be great for like 3 hours or so. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Don't go anywhere because Rob Carson's coming up next. Don't forget, a little reminder, Delegate Ryan Rocky does have his fundraiser this evening at Pools Brewery or Pools Island Brewing Company. That is 11695 Crossroads Circle. You can go to Delegate Ryan Rocky's social media pages or his website. You can also get tickets there at the door. Starts at 5 o'clock. Lots of food there. Grossbex, Taco Love. Vince's Crab House is going to be there. Tavern on the Corner, Potomac Pizza. Lots of great stuff there. Silver Spring of Perry Hall will also be there. So if you can, come on by. Like I said, we got to support our delegates and state senators to make sure that they continue to hold those seats and to keep those seats hopefully red, right? We don't want any seats to flip either. So again, tonight, Delegate Ryan and Rocky. So don't forget about that. Also, I did want to mention, because John, the firefighter, did write back. He said, Kim, just to follow up, you were right about Brandon Scott. He promised the world for the endorsement for the firefighters and has delivered very little. Many firehouses are in a state of repair, and now we're hearing that the budget is in deficit and all that ARPA money is, in fact, gone. Yes, it is, John, and it is unfortunate. And hopefully he'll find some money somewhere, cut back somewhere. Maybe he could cut back on safe streets. That'd be a start. And put that money into the fire department. And I know for a fact that your firehouses need work because I've been at a couple of them. And the fact that there are some that still have asbestos is absolutely heartbreaking and not how our heroes should be treated. Today, we should find out more about the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. This afternoon, apparently, they're going to decide on a couple of issues. Obviously, many constituents do not want to run this big electrical cord that doesn't benefit Maryland through their farm land or through their yard. So hopefully, fingers crossed, hopefully the residents win on this one. But we'll make sure we pay more attention to that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we'll be joined by Kenny Ebron. So excited about that. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. And thank you all. I will talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Bernie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission.